Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, the 18th of February 2021 is Meteorological History of Hurricane Dorian. Hurricane Dorian was the strongest hurricane to affect the Bahamas on record, causing catastrophic damage in the Abaco Islands and Grand Bahama in early September 2019. The cyclone's intensity as well as its slow forward motion near the Bahamas broke numerous records. The fifth tropical cyclone, fourth named storm, second hurricane, and first major hurricane of the 2019 Atlantic hurricane season, Dorian originated from a westward traveling tropical wave that departed from the western coast of Africa on August 19. The system organized into a tropical depression and later a tropical storm, both on August 24. The newly formed Dorian strengthened only gradually over the next few days because of dry air and vertical wind shear. On August 27, Dorian made landfalls on Barbados and St. Lucia before entering the Caribbean Sea. Dorian's structure was seriously disrupted after encountering the mountains of St. Lucia, causing the system's center to reform north of its previous location. Moving farther north and east than anticipated, Dorian passed east of Puerto Rico on August 28. Simultaneously, relaxing wind shear and warm sea surface temperatures allowed Dorian to become a Category 1 hurricane as it moved over the United States Virgin Islands. Intensification temporarily stagnated on August 29 before a spurt of rapid deepening began on August 30. During this time, the hurricane turned west-northwestward then westward as a ridge built in the subtropics to the north. Dorian achieved Category 5 intensity, the highest classification on the Saffir-Simpson scale, on September 1. The system reached peak intensity later that day with winds of 185 miles per hour, 295 kilometers per hour, and a central pressure of 910 mbar, hpar, 26.87 inches of mercury, while making landfall at Elbow Cay in the Bahamas. Dorian weakened steadily throughout September 2. The storm's forward momentum came to a crawl while it was crossing over Grand Bahama. The system fell below major hurricane status on September 3 as it began to accelerate northwards. On September 5, Dorian briefly re-intensified into a Category 3 hurricane as it traversed the warm waters of the Gulf Stream. Increasing wind shear weakened Dorian once again as it turned northeast and approached the Outer Banks. On September 6, Dorian made landfall at Cape Hatteras as a low-end Category 2 hurricane. As Dorian became increasingly influenced by the westerlies, it transitioned into a post-tropical cyclone on September 7 just before passing over Nova Scotia. Dorian became fully extratropical the next day over the Gulf of St. Lawrence and was absorbed by a larger extratropical cyclone on September 9. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:06 UTC on Thursday, the 18th of February 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Meteorological History of Hurricane Dorian. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.